Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Get Hired Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. This is where I, Coach Laika Maravilla, will give you tips, tricks, and techniques to help you land your dream job. Whether internship yan, position, or promotion, I'm here to coach you through the entire process. I'm rooting for you, kaya tara, simulan na natin.
You think you're done with tests and exams until you try to find a job. Kadalasan merong application exam or pre-employment assessment. Ano nangyayari doon and which topics do you need to get ready for? Pag-usapan natin yan in this new Get Hired podcast episode. Alright, welcome to a new episode of the Get Hired podcast. And today we're going to talk about the pre-employment assessment test. Minsan ang tawag dyan, intake exam, minsan application exam, minsan pre-employment exam lang. So, iba-iba yung tawag. Pero basically, this is the test that you're going to take minsan before the initial interview para ma-weed out na or matanggal na yung mga applicants that they feel aren't ready for the job. Tapos, kung babagsak ka dito, baka you wouldn't even get that opportunity to talk to someone. So, napakahalaga ng pre-employment assessment test. Now, let me preface this by saying that there are companies who don't use this. May mga companies na gumagamit nito. And looking through the stories and testimonies of people we've helped over the years dito sa Get Hired podcast or even my students sa civil service exam at sa iba pang mga exams, they would tell me yung mga topics na nakatulong sa kanila. And how my videos din sa Team Laika helped them pagdating sa ganitong klaseng exam. So, I will give you a list of things that you need to anticipate pagdating sa common exams na ganito. There will be some differences, pero I'll be drawing from yung experience ng mga teammates ninyo, mga experiences ko rin, in giving you kahit paano a bit of guidance dito. So, kung alam ninyo medyo I need help sa aspect na to, I'm hoping that may time pa kayo to get ready. Okay? Now, let's start off by listing some of the common types of tests. No? Kasi hindi naman ito lahat uupo kayo sa isang table tapos mag-shade ka or mag-solve ka ng math. Hindi naman laging ganun. Iba-iba rin yung pre-employment assessment. May mga chapters yan. Minsan, it's a job knowledge test. No? So, kung kunwari, papasok ka sa bookkeeper, minsan tatanungin kayo ng terms, tatanungin kayo anong gagawin mo dito sa situation na to. That could be one of those things. Minsan, meron ding personality test. So, specifically, kung naghahanap sila ng certain type of personality na magbablend dun sa existing team, minsan may mga personality tests. Now, itong personality tests, mapapansin nyo yan, ang mga questions doon walang right or wrong answers, tatanungin lang kung anong preference mo, do you agree with this or not, ganong klaseng mga tests. Na meron bang bumabagsak o hindi sa personality test, ang opinion ko dyan is you don't need to over-prepare pagdating sa personality test kasi kung hindi ka talaga fit dun sa trabaho na yun, mas maganda if you find out early. Kasi yung nagpanggap ka na outgoing ka, nagpanggap ka na friendly ka, tapos hindi ka naman pala ganun, pagdating mo dun sa trabaho, mahihirapan ka. Kasi sales pala bigla. Diba? Baka mahirapan ka mag-adjust. So, that's another thing to think about. Merong emotional intelligence tests. Medyo kalakip din dun. Minsan, meron ding tinatawag na psychological evaluation, yung mga tests na ganun. Especially if you're going to work for the government. Pero ang sasabihin ko sa inyo doon, to prepare for that, we may have to dedicate a new episode about that. Pero ang core na lagi kong sinasabi sa mga tao is the same as personality tests. Just be honest be as consistent as possible. And make sure na okay ka sa reading comprehension kasi doon nagkakaproblema kadalasan. So, ang focus natin for this particular episode is yung actual na general ability test. Okay? Now, kadalasan, merong apat na klase ng tanong dito. You have verbal reasoning or minsan na basics yan ng communication. So, parang communications test yan. You have abstract reasoning or visual spatial reasoning. Minsan nakabunch yun together. So, logic, yung pagtingin mo ng figures. Dito na yung mga tanong na may mga drawing. Ganon. Tapos merong quantitative reasoning. Minsan papapasok din dito yung math aspect ng mga yan. And then, yung pang-apat, usually, is another type of COM test. Minsan wala yun, which is task test. They would have you write an email, write a memo, ganun. So, communication siya, pero mas skills yung mini-measure. Minsan, they would have you answer a phone call, kunwari, mock call, ganun. Yun yung pang-apat na type ng exam. Okay? Now, ano yung mga under those specific topics na kailangan mong ihanda? Pag-uusapan natin yan. But before we do that, let's just take a quick little break. Okay?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
All right, welcome back. So again, hihimayin natin isa-isa itong mga sub-test na ito. Now, let's start with the first one, which is verbal reasoning. Or, sumasama na rin dito yung common grammar rules. Communications test, language test, you have it. Ano yung mga common na topics? Number one, reading comprehension. No, napakahalaga po talaga. I keep telling people that na, okay, as a student, I never really liked learning. Gaganon ako parang, okay. Pero ngayon, kasi over time, you would find, habang tumatanda tayo, binabalikan din natin yan kasi lalabas at lalabas siya. So, reading comprehension tests, ang kadalasan na struggle ng mga people I coach at saka mga estudyante ko is time. Kasi kapag mabagal sila magbasa, nauubos yung time nila sa pagbabasa ng article, nawawalan sila ng oras to actually answer questions. At kung ang time doon sa exam ninyo ay tuloy-tuloy, minsan nawawaglit na lang time, hindi na feel na, ay 20 minutes na pala ako dito sa section na to, maubos na yung time ko. So, what I would have you do would be to brush up on your reading comprehension skills. Magbasa, magbasa, magbasa. Intindihin ang binabasa kasi dito na nalaglag yung iba. And I actually have a video with a free test sa YouTube channel ng Team Laika. So you can find it na lang. It's reading comprehension tips. Pwede nyong hanapin yun for a more detailed na breakdown nito. So again, number one na topic, reading comprehension. Number two would be vocabulary. Sama ko na dito yung spelling. Kasi there will be tests, especially if English heavy yung inyong task sa opisina, na bibigyan nila kayo ng mga listahan ng words, tapos pipiliin mo kung aling word yung tama yung spelling doon. Now, these words are usually longer words, no? And there are common rules naman when it comes to spelling. So if you want help with that, then meron din akong spelling rules na video on YouTube. You can also watch that. Hopefully, makatulong sa inyo. But again, yun yung importante, vocabulary and spelling. So vocabulary naman, common na yung itatanong sa inyo kung synonym sila o antonym. Minsan, meron ding word analogy. So kaya cat is to dog, as hot is to cold, yung mga ganon. So, lumalabas din doon sa vocabulary yun. Minsan, fill in the blanks. So, may sentence, may blank, tas may mga list ng words, may mimili ka kung aling word ang nag-fit doon sa blank na yun. Yun usually yung mga questions revolving around vocabulary and spelling. Another common topic under verbal reasoning or language is, of course, grammar rules. Common dyan, subject-verb agreement. So, kung medyo nakalimutan mo na yun, bakit the cat runs at hindi the cat run? Kailan dadagdagan ng S, kailan walang S? Those common topics, lumalabas din yan usually sa mga intake exam or sa pre-employment exams. And you also covered that sa Team Like. So if you want help with that, you can go and search for that na rin sa YouTube. Again, common topics yan, subject-verb agreement, mga pronouns. Tama ba yung pronouns na ginagamit mo? Tama ba yung who at saka whom? Diba? This, these, that, those. Yung common na mga points of view. Tenses na nakaka-tense minsan pero lalabas at lalabas yan. These are things that you need to brush up on. Now, of course, gumraduate ka, nag-aral ka, whether senior high yan or college degree, you've gone through this. Alam kong alam nyo na to. Pero maganda if magre-refresher ka lang. Just so makita mo kung alin yung mga kailangan mong tandaan right before you actually take yung exam na binigay ng company. Okay? So again, common grammar rules. Punctuation. Pasok din yan. So, kailan siya comma? Kailan siya period? Anong pinagkaiba ng semicolon sa colon? Ng hyphen sa N dash, M dash? Yun, yung mga pahabaan kasi yan, di ba? Hyphen, N dash, M dash. Again, all of these topics naman na-cover ko dalin sa YouTube. I know it seems like a huge promotion ng YouTube channel, pero I'm hoping that those videos help you. Kung hindi naman kayo manonood ng videos ko, okay lang din. As long as you, again, do your research, pwede nyong i-Google, pwede kayong kumuha ng ibang libro na meron kayo sa bahay, kung meron kayong student sa bahay, pwede nyong i-check yung mga modules or activities nila. You can also do that. Okay? So, yun yung mga common sa under sa verbal reasoning or sa language. Next topic tayo. Abstract reasoning or visual spatial reasoning. Ito yung mga may patterns. Minsan number patterns. So, 2, 4, 6, 8, blank. Yun yung mga easy na mga patterns. If you want help with that, meron din tayong number series na video on YouTube. Minsan meron ng mga shapes. So, makikita mo yung mga apat na boxes. Tapos, which box would follow? Anong lines ang nagfi-fit? Yung ganong klaseng test, common din siya sa IQ test. No? So it supposedly measures your reasoning skills, your intelligence. No? Kaya, pwede ba akong mag-review para sa abstract reasoning? Sa pananaw ko, pwede kang mag-prepare as much as you could. Ibig sabihin, kung hindi na bago sa'yo yung patterns, mas madadalian ka dito. In my years of coaching people nagtitake ng civil service exams tsaka ng ganitong klaseng test, mga pre-employment exams, na figure out ko na if I tell them some of the patterns, kaya ituturo ko sa kanila kung bakit yun ang sagot, ano yung nangyari, bakit yun ang pinipili ko, over time, gumagaling sila dito. So, it's faster for them to spot the patterns. So, you could also do that. So, one way of practicing would be to get a hold of mga reviewers, mga practice tests. Tapos, sagutan nyo yung mga ganun doon. Hopefully, makita ng brain ninyo yung mga patterns ng mas mabilis pagdating sa actual test. Kasi ang problema dito isn't whether you could answer the question or not. Kasi if you're given time, parang puzzle nga yan, syempre masasagot mo yun. Kaya lang, kadalasan may time limit yung mga itong klaseng exams. So, kung hindi mo siya masasagutan sa loob ng isang minuto, magkakamali ka. Makukulangan ka ng oras. So, ang goal mo dito is to get a little bit faster and you can only get faster through exposure. So, try to test yourself pagdating dito. Okay, again, some of the videos I have on YouTube can also help. Meron tayong number series dun. Meron tayong word analogy video, so you can go ahead and watch those. Okay? Now, next na topic. Ito na. Quantitative reasoning or math. May math pa rin? Yes. Oh, yes po. When I entered yung BPO industry, and granted, this was more than a decade ago, no? But itatanong ko naman yung mga katrabaho ko dati at saka yung mga nag-a-apply din ngayon, meron at meron pa rin daw. Especially if financial yung account ninyo, if financial institution yung papasukan mo, meron pa rin mga questions about math. So, ano yung common questions na lumalabas sa pre-employment exam? Number one, basic operations. Dito na nagkakaroon ng problema minsan kapag nakalimutan na kung paano mag-divide ng long numbers kasi nga may phone na tayo, may calculator tayo. Pero minsan sa actual na pre-employment exam, walang calculator. So kung nakalimutan mo na kung paano mag-borrow, mag-carry, paano mag-move ng decimal place, you may want to review those things. Meron din tayong playlist sa Team Laika on division, multiplication, etc. So you can go ahead and look at that. Remember your order of operations, so PEMDAS. Lagi ring may mga ganito klaseng lumalabas na exams if in case may math yung inyong pre-employment exam. Common word problems, no? So, yun na yung mga kung ito yung binili niyang dami ng apples, ito yung pera niya, magkano yung sukli. Kung ito yung sukli, ilang apples in total yung binili niya. Yung mga ganong klaseng simpleng word problems. Those may seem simple kapag fresh tayo out of school, pero kung kayo, kaya returning ka sa career kasi nag-business ka, tapos ngayon you want a stable income, babalik ka sa workforce, you may want to review those problems as well. Papasok din dito yung fact na pag may word problems tayo, papasok din doon ang reading comprehension. Kaya again, uulit-ulitin ko, reading comprehension, very important. So go ahead and read more para maging mas ready kayo. Minsan meron ding data analysis, so graphs, bar graph, line graph, pie chart. So if you're unfamiliar with those or nakalimutan na, may videos din tayo on YouTube dyan. You can go ahead and watch those. I will try to prepare a playlist specifically for pre-employment assessment tests. And if ready na siya, it will be found in the comments na rin, caption ng episode na to on Spotify. Go ahead and check that out na rin. Hopefully makatulong itong mga to sa inyo. Okay? So again, pre-employment assessment test pa lang. It's actually a good way to showcase your skills. I remember when I took the tests that I did sa mga companies that I was trying to be part of years ago. One of the things na naging beneficial sa akin was acing the pre-employment assessment test. So when I was entering that BPO company, I remember the boss that interviewed me, yung final interview, sabi niya sa akin, yung scores mo, mano, are actually, I think at the time, again, this was more than a decade ago, sabi niya sa akin, yun daw yung highest score so far. So, I remember him saying that kasi, oh, talaga, medyo nagulat din ako. And same thing for a position that's trying to get into na HR position din, sabi niya sa akin. Okay daw, na perfect ko daw yung math exam. And yun, mataas nga yung grades, yung score ko sa exam. So, yun, sinabi na agad nila yun, interview pa lang. So, alam ko na kahit pa paano may lamang na ako ng konti. Di ba? Parang may chance na ako dito sa trabaho na to. And yeah, both positions, pasok ako. So, I'm hoping na I'm sharing this na makakatulong sa inyo to get ready. Kasi kung mataas talaga yung score ninyo sa pre-employment assessment exam, excited na sila to meet you pagdating sa interview. Mas madali nang ibenta yung skills mo, mas madali mo na sila makakonvince na magaling ka, simply because mataas yung score mo dun. Now, there's a fourth type of test na mention ko kanina, which is yung skills. So, I'm going to give you a bit of a homework right now. You're going to have to learn how to write an email, no? So, from start to finish yun. And you're going to have to learn how to write a simple request letter or a memo. And if na-pull off nyo yun at maging okay siya, I would encourage you to seek help. So, pwede kayong lumapit sa either friend or maybe an old teacher of yours. Tapos, ipacheck nyo sa kanila. So, ma'am, meron po akong pinaghahandaan na exam. Pwede po ba pahingi ng comments dito sa email na to or dito sa letter na to? Para hopefully, maging mas ready kayo, matuto kayo. Because writing is sobrang underrated and people think they can get away without learning how to write well. Pero pagdating sa jobs, mas marami kayong opportunities if you know how to write. And para kung meron man silang test na ganito, di ba? Write an email, draft a memo, ready ka na. Okay? You should showcase mo na yung skills mo na yun. Again, hoping this episode helps you prepare to land your dream job. For now, yan muna. Don't forget to follow us here kung saan yung pinapakinggan nito, Spotify or any other podcast platform. You can also follow us sa Facebook for other announcements, or if you want to share your own story, ask for personal advice, you can go ahead and message facebook.com/gethiredbyteamlyka. So that's get hired by TAMLYQA And yun, dun tayo mag-usap. Alright? So thanks for listening and I'll talk to you next time.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.